You're listening to SBS News.
Research into consumer habits and attitudes during the peak of the coronavirus pandemic found half of respondents were uneasy about their ability to pay rent. The Consumer Policy Research Centre study shows between May and July, young Australians especially were increasingly turning to loans or borrowing money from others. Young people were twice or three times more likely to miss household bills than the general population, and more than a third were concerned about energy costs. The centre's Chief Executive Lauren Solomon says young people are bearing the brunt of the financial crisis a lot more than any other group.
Turning to borrowing from family and friends at much greater rates. They're taking out personal loans at much greater rates. When they get knocked back potentially from personal loans, then they're turning to payday loans. And also a lot more access for young people going out to emergency relief and community support agencies this month as well. So it does tend to suggest that young Aussies really are reaching out to every avenue available, and those avenues are increasingly looking quite stark and certainly putting them in a really precarious position.
Young people were also twice as likely as the rest of the population to miss a rental or energy bill payment, with 10% doing so during this period. When it came to credit card payments, 8% missed payments compared with 3% of the general population. Young people were also three times more likely to miss insurance payments. This 25-year-old woman, who has requested to remain anonymous, says the pandemic hit just as she was about to enter the job market.
I was kind of in the process of applying for my career job after finishing my university studies. And as soon as the pandemic kind of hit, all the jobs kind of disappeared from the job market. In the end, I have actually been unemployed since the pandemic began. I've had the option of going back into kind of retail hospitality work, but a lot of the places I used to work were actually making people redundant. At present, I'm living week to week on the job seeker payments. So yeah, it's been pretty rough since then.
The 25-year-old has always taken pride in being able to take care of herself, but she's anxious about what her financial future holds. Just over 50% of all young renters and just over half of young people with a mortgage were concerned about their ability to make payments in July. Without work, some may be forced to look for cheaper accommodation.
I've always worked, you know, long hours so that I can afford to live by myself in a unit, and I've never had trouble paying rent before, and I've always kind of had some money aside for emergencies. But I guess during the pandemic, I've exhausted all of that money trying to pay for my groceries and my rent. And now I'm at a stage where I don't know how much longer I can afford to live here. So that's probably the biggest worry that I have.
Nav is 24 years old and employed as a product manager. Despite not planning to buy a home this year, Nav and her partner recently purchased a property after seeing prices drop substantially. The couple say they've saved enough money to allow them to continue paying their mortgage for a year if they lose their jobs. Nav considers herself lucky to also have the support of her family in helping her get a head start in the property market during this time.
They've been really good and helping to provide a little bit of support for them. They provided some money to me to help with some of the extra costs as well, which I wasn't expecting, which was really nice. But other than that, neither of us really rely on other people to provide us money. We need to make sure that, you know, whatever we earn, we are kind of not spending any excess of that. So yeah, we don't really want to rely on other people because. Yeah, that's just not a safe way, we feel, to live.
But it wasn't just young people concerned about their ability to meet basic household payments. Nearly half of all Australian renters are now concerned about their ability to pay rent. That's up from 37% in May. Meanwhile, affordability of groceries is becoming more widespread, with 29% of people reporting affordability concerns across both the metro centres and regional Australia. But there's some good news. Australians are becoming more aware of the support available. Ms Solomon says people are reaching out for assistance with managing their expenses.
Yeah, that is the good news. So young Australians have been more active in reaching out to essential service providers for assistance. So we saw around 30% of them getting in touch this month to either switch plans or ask for payment assistance or ask for concessions. The disappointing side of that is that we've also seen those spikes in consumers reporting problems when they reach out for assistance with those providers. long wait times can plague people, or just outright getting unhelpful service. So the real kind of message here is that the burden must be fairly shared.
And if you're facing financial difficulties, you can go to www.moneysmart.gov.au, or you can call the National Debt Helpline on 1800 007 007, and you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.